This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And, you know, I know you heard from him a lot last week because he was busy sitting here killing it every night with his band of merry men that he brought with him. But joining us again from Louisiana and Ammoland and ClashDaily.com and Slowfax WordPress blog and all the other things he does is Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Oh, my God. Hello, Bill.
Hey.
Well, you've been out in Las Vegas. You've been having a good time. So did I. Thank you so much for letting me sit in.
Sure. I was very pleased the way it went for you guys. So I was very happy for that. So you see, Rob wants to go and he wants to take a class. I'm going to go take a class with Jaeger, and he wanted me to find out about a class. So this is the way this went, Rob.
Yes.
So the tactical response party, I was invited to the tactical response party, and we went to the venue. And we got there, and we had gone the wrong night.
Go!
So it was the next night, and I sent Jaeger a text saying, I'm looking for you right now. I'm looking for you. And he's like, yeah, well, it's tomorrow night. He didn't want to. I'm sure he wanted to go, stupid, but he didn't. That was nice of him. So, so the next night, apparently to a degree, I have something akin to walking pneumonia.
Yeah, I heard about that. Gosh.
And I mean, you've been to SHOT Show. I mean, I don't know if you've ever been to this venue, but like I was averaging 6 miles a day walking, climbing 49 flights of stairs. So I was stressing myself to a degree. And so Thursday night when the party was, I was so tired, and a guy named Ken Byers and his daughter, Autumn, they said, hey, Bill, you want to go to dinner? We'll pay. And I was like, I won't have to do nothing but eat. And they were like, yes. So I went to dinner instead. So I think he's out. He went on a road trip. So I think he's out on a road trip. So when he gets back, I'm going to – what is the May timeline? Well, you know – the May timeline is going to be the NRA thing, isn't it?
At the very, very first week in May will be NRA, yeah.
Huh. What works for you?
I'll get back to you with my schedule. I want to take some the second course in faster training and write about that. I have to get the legal aspect of MAG 20, the classroom portion.
Right.
The SADA-UD group. Legal use of lethal force.
Right.
These days, you and I cover politics. It would be the lethal use of legal force, but that's a different class. And other than that, I'm open. I want to take one other firearms training course sometime this year with you.
Right. So, we just got to figure this part out.
We won't do it on the air.
Yeah.
But what? Wow. SHOT. Coming away from SHOT, you went, I'm sure, even though you were sick. Okay, next year, good shoes, practice ahead of time, be healthy, and you want to get there for Media Day at the Range?
I don't know that I want to get there for Media Day at the Range.
Really?
I did a lot of Ubering out there.
And okay.
Las Vegas is a place to do Uber.
Yes.
That's the place to do Uber. And like for the agency arms party, the Uber fare, if I'd gone one way, was $40.
Well, they'll bus you out to the range.
Okay.
From the Sands, yeah. They take you out and back.
So, that's what I'm...
Right, something to consider.
Yeah.
Something to consider now that you know. I mean, now that you know, what was it, 13 miles of booths? You, at a did run, you'd be hard-pressed. Given the crowds, it'd be a step and shuffle, right?
Right.
Yeah.
They said that it wasn't as crowded. Everybody that was there, this is not as crowded as this last SHOT Show. And, I mean, if I had passed out, I wouldn't have hit the floor. I just would have been held up by a sea of bodies. I would have kept on moving. Nobody would know. They'd be like, that dude's walking with his eyes closed and his mouth hanging open. So
that's right. By the way, did you go to tell me the good news. This is an IQ test. Did you go to the doctor when you got home and you got diagnosed and he tells you what to do and not to do? And
yes.
Good. I like that part.
Well, I mean, I've been doing it. I've been walking around like this for quite some time. So anything that I do at this particular moment is a better thing. So I'm just sitting around here just enjoying the better things. So.
Good. Excellent. We've got? Oh, a couple minutes left. It's great. It was great. You know what? The neatest thing about your job, I trust it comes through, you get to interview some great people. And this is not me tooting my horn. That was so much fun for me last week. I could never get that group of people to put up talking with me for that many hours, except for being on your show. It was awesome.
Well, I mean, that part of it is interesting. Like when I was out there, I ran into Taron Butler.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, the guy that trained John Wick.
Right.
So I get up there, and I've never met him before. So I just walk up to him and go, "Hey, Taron Butler, I do a radio show. I'd like to interview you on my radio show." And he's like, "Yeah, man, give me your phone. I'll give you my mobile number." And he gave me his card, and I got into a little text dialogue with him. And, So I'll be getting the guy that trained John Wick, and I think he trained Tom Cruise for Collateral. And, you know, he's a
right.
USPCA master and competitive
USPSA,
shooter.
USPSA, right?
USPSA, yeah. And for some reason, he's always surrounded by a bevy of women.
Because those are the stock and trade in Southern California, right?
If that's where he's at, I guess.
Yeah. It is. It is.
I was just trying to figure out what I got to do with him to work out training with him.
Oh,
because I was going to try to get him on this coming week. I'm gonna have to wait till the week of Valentine's because he's so busy training celebrities. He didn't tell me for what, and he can't talk about it till the movies come out. So we're gonna wait till the week of Valentine's for him to come on the show and discuss that. So
oh, fun.
It does have a benefit of getting out there going, "Yeah, I'd like to interview on a syndicated radio show." They sort of like prick up their ears and go, "Yeah?
No." Yeah. Lie. Yeah. That's right. And that's a harder sell by text, right?
Yes.
So face to face it's now, you've only got a minute. Which was more fun for you? Meeting the people or looking at the hardware?
I would have to say meeting the people.
Yep. Okay.
The hardware is, there's only so much you can do with that. At this, until we get to the pulse rifles from aliens and the rail guns that Arnold Schwarzenegger has in Risa, until we get to those, everything is just getting better and better with what we have currently. But meeting the people behind it was sort of nice. But
right.
When we get back, we're going to talk about some self-defense gun stories and some other stuff. Rob's got a nice little agenda, little itinerary plan for us. We're going to go down that road and continue on and just do what we do now that we're back to normal. Even though those guys, you guys killed it last week. So
there's one addition I want to throw in here in the last seconds. Phil Frady's Lock and Load Radio, and he's not a pretty face.
That's right, just not another pretty face. We'll be right back. Last day of the rest.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency in production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse this evening, as we do on Tuesday night, and you know, we talk a little bit about self-defense gun stories and some other stuff. And looking at your notes and everything that you had sent me, I I get the idea that you have some ideas that we're going to pass on and just go right now with. So tell me what you want.
Yeah, we'll do gun stories later. I've missed talking to you.
Oh, okay.
The highlight of last week for me,
yes,
was I forget which of the other co-hosts pointed it out. Shame on me. We're being lied to. I mean, we kind of expect that from the media. But just how crazy blatant, did you fact check this at all before you made it up, lies? We're told that there are, you know, what, 5 old, gray, fat gun owners that are buying all these millions of guns, that there are actually fewer and fewer of us.
Right.
And then somebody went and looked in the states that require registration. And they said, well, how many permits did you hand out? Well, no, come on, public records law, I'm going to FOIA you, tell me. And they go, oh, there are more gun owners. Well, like some, a lot, 3 million? Turns out in California, and of course they looked year to year, the numbers changed. It was 40 to 60% of new handgun owners are first-time gun buyers.
Right.
And they're women. And they're minorities, and oh my goodness, somebody lied through their teeth. Now, what was interesting, that there was a huge surge in new gun owners right after the Muslim attack in San Bernardino. That couple came and shot up the Christmas party.
Right.
And everybody went, holy Toledo, the world is not safe like they told us it was. No, it's a dangerous place. What you and I read that news and go, well, of course, but the nation's been lied to for a long time. If they're not listening to you, if they're not verifying their news through multiple sources, if they only watch CNN, then I sound like the crazy guy.
Right.
With the tinfoil hat. But there it is in black and white. And we see it in states that require registration and release those numbers. California, Illinois, Massachusetts. So the claim then, I guess, if they want to try to pretend that they're telling us the truth, oh, no, in the states where it's just terribly difficult to get a gun, that's where we see everybody buy them. But in the states where it's easy, it's just the old white men. Sorry, Alex. Anyway.
You're not buying that, then, I take it.
Wow. Who's the lying car salesman that they used to have on commercials? I mean,
you look at this kind of data and you look at this and you actually examine it, pull it apart, and you realize that in a world where Spock was a Second Amendment advocate, his head would pop like in that movie,
yes.
Scanners, because he's sitting there trying to live a logical life. And they're getting out here telling this kind of stuff. Well, there's fewer gun owners. Well, no, actually, there's more gun owners. But there's only more gun owners in states where it's hard to get a gun. Where it's easy to get a gun, that's contracting. Get it? No, that's completely illogical. Snap, pop, you know.
Boing.
Get a mop. So
I did listen to you yesterday, though.
Yes.
So I... You said something, and I want to hear. See, I'm one of the lucky listeners. I get to ask you questions.
Sure.
You were commenting on how great it is that we're seeing more people carrying in schools, and I would add churches as well. And you said, man, I want them to all be equipped the same and have, communications. And boy, Sergeant, I heard Army training, and I wanted to know why you think that. Is it? I mean, obviously that's easier if you're going to equip them all out of a common store. Is that what you were thinking?
Well, I mean, like with the FASTER program, when they were looking at the FASTER program, I set up for them to go to G-Code, and they got NCOG holsters,
mm-hmm.
and I think they got them for a common gun, right? And the thing about having the common gun is that they would have, and it doesn't have to be an expensive gun. I mean, I think a Smith & Wesson M&P Shield would probably
absolutely
equip everybody very well. So it can be an inexpensive, good fighting gun, as James Jager, a fighting handgun, as he would call it. And the manual of arms becomes the same. Then you're picking out the ammo that's going to be frangible and just hit the wall. So that's, go out there and try to make a deal with some ammo company. People do it all the time and make a deal and buy it in bulk. And then just get them some form of communication, like some sort of walkie-talkie or something. You want communications... because you want to know where the good guys are.
Right.
So, you know, like if I were to call in a shooting and all of this other stuff, I want them to know what I look like. I'm the bald guy wearing the plaid shirt, and I've got the pink jeans on that right. I think are white.
Right.
But now, I look like I feel good about myself anyway. So,
right. I'm too proud to be worried, right? The great news, and we tend to forget this, this is part of the training that they have to emphasize, because everybody forgets. We're in there on the weekends. There's no one in the office. Now, it could happen that it was an after-school event. It could happen on the weekends. That's not what we see. The predominance, vast majority of these events are during school hours. So there's someone in the office, and that old style, pick it up, connected by a wire to somebody who goes, hello, yes, room 718. Hey, I know where the problem is because he's down on the floor bleeding out. Give me some help now.
Right.
Boom. And they know how to respond. But you're absolutely right. The follow-on training is you there, frightened TA that's peeking around the door. Hi, I'm not the problem. Go to the front of the building and get the police here as soon as you can. Tell them that you've seen me, that I'm the good guy, and the next head that comes through the door, you position at the door so that you don't get shot. But schools are so big, they have to know where to go. And
yeah.
They do have that. So as soon as you pick up the phone in the teacher's room, not the teacher's lounge, in the room where the teacher teaches, boom, they know where you are.
Well, I mean, like, to get out of the building, like if there's a shooting on a floor and it's not on the third floor, because nowadays they build these schools like prisons, but if it's on the ground floor and there's windows there, couldn't you just go to like, can't you go to Advanced Auto Parts and buy one of those spring-loaded emergency handers?
Oh, sure.
Hammers and pop some glass right. And let them get out that way. And
absolutely.
Instead of, absolutely. I mean, in the military, right, you never, when you're going to go in and clear, you try to clear from the top down.
Right.
If you can. And right. That way that gives them a way to run. That gives them a place to go to where they're not hemmed.
Right.
Now, in an active shooter type thing, I would think you'd want to not tempt the guy to go on the route. We're about to run out of time in the segment, so we will continue this when we get back. We're catching up.
I've been
in Vegas. He's been here doing the show. You know, that's the way it is. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Live tonight and coming to you from the AR 500 Armor radio station, radio network, studio. I'll get it right. It's one of those. I'm sure it is. It's, whatever it is, it's AR 500 Armor. That's what it is.
On the GCN network. There we go.
Oh, the
now
GCN
we're
network. That's such a long one, though, isn't it? This is Lock and Load. My guest today is Rob Morse. We're catching up on stuff. I just had a thought. Now, won't you be going to the NRA meetup?
Absolutely.
So you won't be available to guest host the show, then?
Not unless you and I want to do it together from Radio Row at NRA.
You know, do they have a Radio Row at NRA?
They've got a media room. You're right. No, they don't. They have a media room, though.
I look at Radio Row.
Guys do it from the floor.
Yeah, I saw Gresham setting up that way.
Right.
I guess it would depend on where I can get. I'd have to have a table. I'd have to have a Comrex access, which I'd have to rent. I'm not going to buy one of those things. Good God. And then we'd have to do it in the middle of the din of all that sound.
Or we have to find a conference room where we can back off someplace. You know, there are prep rooms for various presenters. So
but what's the fun of that? We want everybody to know we're doing a radio show. We don't want to be in a closet.
Right. All right. So you want to be out on the floor.
I'll have to figure that one out.
Yeah.
I'll have to figure that one out. I don't know if they can put a gate on everything and keep everything but us from coming through. I know they have certain sound gates they can put up, but, I mean, this would have to be like the Great Wall of China gate for the floor of the NRA meetup.
It's not a quiet place. That's absolutely
true.
No,
it is not. Maybe I don't know what we'll do. Maybe we'll just do some sort of video something. Or something. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay, one more piece of good news before we go to gun stories.
Please.
So I saw that the Attorney General in New Hampshire said that schools who ban parents from bringing a gun on their person, in their car, onto school grounds when they drop off their kids. We're talking New Hampshire here, like snow, right? Those anti-gun bans are illegal.
No.
They don't have statewide preemption, but they said, hey, you can't break the law. You can make laws that control how people behave on your campus, but this blanket gun ban, uh-uh. And then, of course, the journalist went around and got all the school superintendents and school board members. It goes, well, I'm shocked, I say. Right, fine, you are. But I thought it was a perfect, and I want to write the author to say, you just did a wonderful social experiment. Teachers think that rules work. You can't do that. That's against the rules. Well, police know that violent actors break the rules. And when we looked at school shootings, the guys who are desperately trying to figure out how to stop these events, SWAT trainers are at the head of that list. They figured out that, look, more laws, more rules, that's not going to do us any good. We need a trained individual on site as it happens, before it happens. It's amazing.
Doesn't it seem to you that when it comes to law, because you're talking law here, right?
Right.
So doesn't it seem to you that when we, like, most of the law that police actually enforces is the coming in after the penalty phase, the gathering of information, setting up the case.
Right.
To me, law that is out there to preempt crime is pretty stupid, and I don't even think they should even be allowed to consider it because it's a waste of time. And in a lot of ways, they sort of set this up in a veiled sort of way, to sort of make it harder, especially when it comes to guns, for us who don't break the law to have a gun or carry it anywhere, period.
I think you're exactly right. It's a cultural shaping tool. Hey, we don't like your kind around here. Oh, so you're an anti-independence, anti-self-defense bigot. I get it. Just put wear the hat that says bigot, and we're good. But let's not pretend that it does anything you claim it's going to do. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Those are the motivations.
I think, though, that what I'm going to start doing whenever I hear this, whenever I see this gun-free zone sign or something, I'm going to do like Trump. Trump carries around the rules for radicals in his back pocket and consults it every time he gets on Twitter. And I'm going to start using that. So every time they get out there, I'm just going to look at them when I see that sign. And, that's a representative of a black figure. Or a black gun or something that has, and it's got a line through it, right? So I'm going to accuse them of being racist.
Right.
Because that's always their go-to. Because when you get out there and you go Spock on them and you're trying to use logic with them, then they're going to come up and call you racist anyway. So I'm just going to beat them to the punch. Well, you racist. You sorry little racist. You bigot racist.
That's right. Tie their ankles together first by calling them a racist. What I find fascinating, and your audience gets this, is that view is spreading throughout our culture. The fact that, I'm sorry, laws have limits. We can't, go be good. It's not cutting it. It's not Sunday school. It doesn't constrain the people who want to do bad. And one of the things I learned from one of our guests last week, a guy said that the preachers who are getting this and upping their security game in churches are the preachers where, hi, new couple in town, you please come to our church. Thank you for calling. This is when we have services. And after they get a couple parishioners, potential parishioners, who go, do you have a security team? Would my family be safe in your facility? And all of a sudden the preacher goes, guess what? We need a security team because I'm losing families. The customer is always right. It's amazing to see. Now, unfortunately, we don't have free choice in schools. So you can say, does your school allow, in fact, have an armed security team? Oh, I got to go there anyway.
Yeah, but it's an interesting dynamic we're entering into. Plus, another thing that is becoming, I've seen it in two or three states, where they're proposing legislation to where if you do have a gun-free zone, you then have to assume responsibility for the safety of the people entering the gun-free zone.
I love that. You know who's the biggest opponent of that is typically? The State Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, heavens. Well...
Yeah, and they often own the legislators, right?
Right.
So from a libertarian point of view, you and I love that. It's hard to pass. In fact, I don't think anybody's that bill's been proposed. I've never seen it pass.
No.
Yeah.
But I do think it is coming. I think it is coming. I think it will continue to gather steam as time goes on because you know, with a courthouse, if I go into a courthouse, there are numerous LEO there. They're armed.
Right.
Likewise, a police department or police precinct or something like that,
right.
Armed. So my safety, at least in the vein of having armed people there to watch out for that, is handled.
Right.
But if I'm going to a place that serves fondue and they just don't like the idea of me having a gun, well, okay, that's fine. I'll still come in and have the fondue, but you better have a fire team in place while I'm dipping my chocolate. So,
well, and the good point of that, too, might be, okay, you can have that, but unless you have that fire team, it's just a pretty sign.
Yep. Yes, it is. Speaking of pretty signs, you can find pretty signs at the podcast for Self-Defense, Gun Stories, and the Polite Society podcast, which that's where you'll find Rob when he's not here. But we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it?
I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour is Rob Morse. Rob, did you hear the fallout shelter advertisement while we were on break?
Sure. I heard it all last week.
Yeah. That's true. Do you ever look into that? Do you ever think about that kind of thing?
Well, I'm in Louisiana, where the water table is about 8 inches below ground level.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, the number, if you jack your house 20 feet up in the air, you could put a room underneath it.
That's true. to be honest with you, when I was stationed in Leesville, I was convinced Louisiana would never be a target because Louisiana has Leesville in it. There was no value there was in taking out Louisiana because it has Leesville in it.
They give you jungle training here, right? That's
well, they don't call it Florida, that.
Man.
They call it just going to check the mail. In Louisiana, when I was stationed in Leesville, it was even the housing areas was so wild that every Saturday, when if we were not in the field. I'd come out, I'd be standing around doing the old American dream, looking around, having that cup of coffee, and I would hear a rifle go off, and that'd be because a deer had gone, you'd hear the garage door swing open, and then slam shut, because somebody just shot a deer in the front yard, because they were everywhere, literally everywhere. And
we go to one corner of this little picnic area, and he throws potato chips out into this drainage ditch, and an alligator comes by and eats them.
Sure. Yep.
They call it the swamp for a reason.
those alligators, the alligator doesn't know those are all empty calories, does he?
He goes, probably not. No, he doesn't know or care.
Nah, that part always. I mean, that was the other thing. In Louisiana, when I was driving down the street, and I was thinking, oh, finally I'm stateside, and I can go to places and shop where they have American signs and in English and everything. I'm going down the road, and I'm listening to a radio advertisement for alligator tail.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's a classic Cajun duet. Your wife won't cook you no alligator tail. Come on over here. We cook you up some. And I'm sure it was one of those gator guys that, you hear about. They've got their own show now. They branched out. They started out in radio, and now they have their own show. So, Rob, we have that.
We have a future.
Yeah, sure.
And just to talk about first world problems, you can't eat gator on Friday.
I'm sure.
Some people have to work out. That's.
I am sure that the whole problem I would have with eating gator would be the deanimating at first, and then
right.
They make it look easy, but I'm pretty sure it isn't as easy as it looks. So.
Yes. Well, and they're only a few months. The season is only a few months long, depending on which side of the state you're on.
Well, now, if I need to go to a fallout shelter, I hate to tell anybody this, but if the DNR comes rolling up on me while we've got inbound traffic, I'm likely to pop one of them, too. So,
no comment.
Yeah, well, that speaks volumes.
It does.
Yeah.
Do you want to try and sneak in a gun story? And otherwise, they won't know it's us unless we... Here, we're back. We're going to do a gun story?
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay, this one was in Florida. I didn't hear you talk about it the earlier week. I think it actually happened while you were here.
Right.
This one, my instructor just had a field day with it. Are you armed at home? It's after dinner. You've cleaned up dinner. Your kids have already scattered. And a stranger opens your door, walks in, and goes upstairs. And you didn't see it. And one of your kids yells, "Dad, somebody just came in." And you go, "What? No, Dad, somebody just came in." You believe him. So you race upstairs. You get your gun. And now you get to go find what the heck happened. And you're going room to room. And you find a naked man in your daughter's room. Oh, wow. And your daughter runs out and you tell the guy, "Put your hands up." And fortunately, they're empty. That's great. You're dealing with a crazy man, not an armed. Well, just you've separated the class of problem. You tell him to get down. He does. The police come. He's walked into a number of houses. He's off his meds. Great. But let's. OK, so this is the happy ending story. And I'm going, yeah, but imagine your son yells, you see somebody, your daughter runs out of her room into your bedroom, let's say, entirely reasonable thing to do, and the crazy naked man chases her. Now you have to fight the naked nut to get to your gun.
Yeah.
And in prison, nobody wants to find the naked nut. It's just, no, thank you, please. Can we just tase this guy and get it over? So, look, this one, a benign situation, a man who's disoriented and unarmed, and you probably still want a gun, and you probably want it on you to protect your children. And please, the world's best way to protect your family is turn the little knob on the door when you come in.
Yep.
Just... This is such a good story that it has a happy ending, and yet we could easily make it better. We could have avoided it. We could have solved it more efficiently and have an outcome that's, I'm saying, you know, going to work 99% of the time rather than this one could have gone sideways too easily. Anything else you see in there?
Well, see. Here's the thing with any intruder in the home. I do not necessarily think that being naked and not having a weapon means you're not dangerous.
True that.
So if somebody is in the house, whether it's in my daughter's room, definitely if it's in the daughter's room, but I mean if it's in the house, period, and I go guns up, and if they continue coming forward.
Oh, wow.
That's the whole determiner as far as what's going to happen in the next few seconds and then for the rest of my life is if they keep coming forward. Because I'm very concerned if I put a gun on somebody and they keep coming.
Exactly. Now, that guy was compliant. Crazy, but compliant. So he saved his own life in that realm, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, okay, so... A guy who came forward, let's go, and was compliant. Let's look at the we've only got, it's almost time. 3 minutes. Okay. The speed round. Amarillo, Texas. It's a glorified pizza restaurant. It grew up. It's open late. It has wine. It has beer. So great on them. You hear your cook scream. You're the manager there. It's like 10 at night. And you're about to go give the lecture. What are you guys goofing off? We're still, you know, it's not that late. There are customers out there. It's not time for after hours cleanup. And rather than give that lecture, you see an intruder who's got your cook by the back of the neck and a gun to his head. And there's another stranger coming through the back door. Wow. It's not a time to talk.
No.
It's not time to talk. You're licensed, you're armed, and you're trained. You shoot the attacker twice because it's a lethal threat to your employee. Two shots, and he lets go of your employee. He does not let go of the gun. You shoot him again. You look for your second intruder. You never saw a gun on him, but the first intruder's dropped and let go of the gun. The other guy's gone. So, awesome. You don't shoot anybody more. Your cooks get out of there. Everybody gets away. Call the police. But, Bill, that was over in seconds from beginning to end. And there's no time to go get the gun that's sitting on top of the safe. Say anything you want. Say abracadabra, but there's no time. It's a lethal threat. You're going to sit there and talk and get your cook killed? Wow.
Mm.
So what a great job, because this guy didn't comply. There was a naked man standing in your daughter's room is absolutely, you can maybe able to treat him as a threat. But here you can articulate that there was a lethal threat to one of my employees. My employee's innocent. He doesn't deserve this.
Right.
And an honest citizen with a gun saved a life and stopped a threat.
We're going to have to get you and the crew back on your crew on the show just so I can treat you or thank you guys properly. You know, I did it when I was calling in, but I owe you guys a great deal of thanks. I want to thank you and Mr. Branham and Mr. Main for the good job you did. It is very telling. I can tell it in the downloads, for example, and I can tell it in the comments. So, thank you.
My pleasure.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.